Overachievement by John Elliott. Overachievement, the new science of working less to accomplish more. Embracing pressure and redefining success. When we think about achieving greatness, we often turn to conventional wisdom: set goals, relax under pressure, and manage stress. However, in my book, Overachievement, I argue that these strategies are not only ineffective, but also misguided. Overachievers, those who consistently excel beyond expectations, adopt a mindset that is distinct and often counterintuitive. To start, let's address the notion of pressure. Most people view pressure as something to be avoided or managed, but overachievers see it differently. They welcome pressure, recognizing it as a catalyst for performance. The physical feelings of nervousness or butterflies in the stomach are not signs of anxiety to be quelled, but rather indicators that you are engaged and ready to perform at a high level. Consider the example of Olympic athletes. When they step onto the track or into the arena, they don't try to calm their nerves. Instead, they harness that energy to fuel their performance. This is not about being reckless or ignoring preparation, but about understanding that the discomfort you feel is a sign that you are pushing yourself to new heights. Dr. Chichon, the trusting mindset versus the training mindset. One of the key distinctions I make in overachievement is between the trusting mindset and the training mindset. When it's time to perform, overachievers adopt a trusting mindset, focusing solely on the task at hand. They trust in their preparation and do not let self-evaluation or external validation distract them. This mindset is about execution, not analysis. In contrast, the training mindset is about preparation and improvement. It's essential for building skills, but it's a hindrance when it's time to perform. Overachievers know when to switch between these mindsets, ensuring they are fully present and focused during critical moments. Creating your own lens. Overachievers are exceptional thinkers because they create their own lens through which they view the world and themselves. Unlike ordinary people whose perspectives are often distorted by the views of others, overachievers define their own reality. This means they are not bound by conventional expectations or limitations. For instance, Dave Matthews, the renowned musician, is someone I've worked with who embodies this principle. He doesn't let industry standards or critics define his music. Instead, he creates from a place of personal vision and passion. This approach allows him to innovate and achieve success on his own terms. The myth of relaxation and stress management. Conventional self-help books often advocate for relaxation techniques and stress management as keys to success. However, my research and real-world coaching have shown that these methods are not only ineffective, but also misguided. Overachievers do not relax when the pressure is on. They embrace it. Stress management techniques can actually be counterproductive because they teach you to avoid or mitigate the very feelings that signal you are about to perform at a high level. Instead of trying to calm down, overachievers learn to love the feeling of being on edge. This is not about being anxious or stressed. It's about being fully engaged and ready to perform. Pursuing big dreams. Overachievement is not about being realistic or playing it safe. It's about pursuing heart-pounding, exciting, and difference-making dreams. Realistic people do not accomplish extraordinary things because they let the odds of success stymie them. The best performers ignore these odds and go after what seems impossible. Consider the surgeons I've worked with at the Texas Medical Center. They don't just aim to perform routine surgeries. They push the boundaries of medical science, taking on complex cases that others might deem too risky. This is what sets them apart and allows them to achieve spectacular success. Tools for overachievement. The book provides several tools to help readers move toward a life of overachievement. One of these tools is the concept of flow, but not in the traditional sense. While many self-help books advocate for finding a state of flow to reduce stress, I argue that flow should be used to enhance performance under pressure. Another tool is visualization, but not the kind that involves imagining success in a relaxed state. Overachievers visualize themselves performing under intense pressure, using this visualization to prepare for and thrive in high-stakes situations. Real-world examples and scientific insights. Throughout Overachievement, I draw from my work with clients from diverse fields, including Merrill Lynch, Olympic athletes, and top surgeons. These examples illustrate how the principles I discuss can be applied in real-world scenarios to achieve consistent success. For instance, the Olympic athletes I've coached don't just train physically, they also train mentally to handle the pressure of competition. They learn to welcome the butterflies in their stomach and use them as a signal that they are ready to perform at their best. Crush conclusion, embracing the journey. Overachievement is not just about achieving spectacular success, it's also about the journey. It's about finding satisfaction and pride in the process of performing, even when the outcome is uncertain. As you embark on this journey, remember that it's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's okay to take risks and pursue dreams that seem impossible. Because in the end, it's not about avoiding pressure or stress. It's about embracing it and using it to fuel your performance. In Overachievement, I aim to inspire you to throw caution to the wind and pursue your heart-pounding, exciting dreams. Don't limit yourself to what's probable. Instead, go after what might seem impossible. Because it's in these moments of high pressure and high stakes that you will find your true potential and achieve extraordinary things.